Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Well, this Saturday morning, we're going to be talking to Doris Stevenson. Doris's husband was Elmer Stevenson, and he was a coach and a teacher here in Jessamine County Schools for a long time. We'll talk to her about Elmer and all of his life right after this word from our sponsor, Sutherland Chevrolet.
Neighbor, there's nothing that makes me madder than buying something today and finding a lower price tomorrow. That's why I only buy tires at Sutherland Chevrolet in Nicholasville. They have the price match guarantee. If you purchase any brand name tires from Sutherland and you see that brand available somewhere else for a cheaper price in the next 30 days, they'll refund you the difference. That's just one of the honest and ethical business practices you'll find at Sutherland Chevrolet at 1060 North Main Street in Nicholasville. A different kind of automobile dealership.
Well, a couple of weeks ago on this program, we had the Moron Brothers. And some of you that heard that may have heard them refer to a coach. And that was a coach named Elmer Stevenson. Well, today on All Things Jessamine, we have with our guest the widow of Elmer Stevenson, Doris Stevenson. So we thought it'd be a good idea, since he had been brought up in that program, to talk a little bit more about him and find out what he did in his life so that people that heard him mentioned 2 weeks ago will understand who they were talking about. So hello, Doris. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
We're glad to have you here, and we're going to talk a little bit. Well, let's talk about the whole family, but we're going to get to a point where we kind of focus on just Elmer. Now, Elmer, of course, was not from Jessamine County. He was here a long time, but tell us about his start. When was he born,
okay,
and where?
He was born June the 7th, 1920, in Nicholas County to Hansford and Elizabeth Stevenson. He had two older brothers, Harry and Rowley. He moved to Lexington when he was around 7, and he graduated and played basketball at Bryan Station. He was going to UK when the war started, and he enlisted in 1941 until 1945 when the war was over.
So he left UK to go to the service.
He enlisted, yes.
Okay, and served his full 4-year tour of duty.
Yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
When he got out of the war, what happened then?
He went to Transylvania.
So back to, not to UK, but Transylvania
back
University.
Back to Transylvania.
Okay, and graduated there.
Graduated in 1950.
Well, speaking of marriage, you all married in 49, and did I understand right that it was a blind date? Tell
yes.
us about that.
Well, that was a long time ago, Doug. I lived at the Y, and one of the girls had been dating one of the guys from Transy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all down, the hangout was down at Versailles near the river or something. I can't even remember the name of it. You know, you were talking about 66 years ago. And so anyway, they wanted a couple of us other girls to go down with them. Well, I didn't want to go, but I didn't want to keep them from going, so I went. Mm-hmm. So that's how I met Elmer.
So it was fate.
It very easily could not have happened,
but you went and there he stood. Was it love at first sight?
I don't think so. What was so funny, and they all laughed so much about it, was that my father's name is Elmer also.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was kind of destined. That was destiny.
I think so.
So you met him, and you all started dating. You married in 49, and then he graduated Transylvania in 50.
Right.
And I'm assuming he graduated a degree in education?
Yes.
So where was his first teaching job?
Well, his first teaching job was at Camp Dick.
Down in Garrett County.
Yeah. And he was driving back and forth from Lexington,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't making it enough to pay for his gas.
Yeah.
So he only stayed there like one semester,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then he I was working at the university at that time, so he got a job with the feed and fertilizer department and traveled for I don't know how long, but anyway. Then when I was pregnant with Brad, he decided he needed to be home.
Okay. Well, before you go on to Brad, I want to ask about you. Now, we know he came from up in Nicholas County. Where's your home county?
Garrett County.
So you were from Buena Vista, is that right?
Buena Vista.
Now, some people that listen to this program may also recognize some other people that came from Buena Vista that lived in Jessamine County. The Thompson family.
Right.
As a matter of fact.
Right.
Cleveland and Henry and all Cecil and all that bunch.
Yes, they were all.
From down in there.
Right.
So you found your way from Garrett. Were you in college when you met him?
No.
Okay, but you lived in Lexington.
I lived in Lexington.
So you guys got married, and he went to Camp Dick Robinson. So when he sold the fertilizer. Now, I knew Elmer.
He didn't sell it. It was an inspector.
He was an inspector.
Yes.
Because I started to say I knew Elmer, that sometime he knew how to spread the fertilizer, too. He could put it on kind of thick when he wanted to.
That's true.
But evidently that was not his thing, because he got out of that and went on to teaching.
Well, he'd have to be away from home a week at a time.
Yeah.
And I was going to have a baby, and that just wasn't going to work out.
So he came back home and got him a job where?
At Nicholasville, yes.
Now that sat, well, in fact, it's Nicholasville Elementary now.
Right.
Because at that time, let's see, that would have been, what, in 50, around in there. That was after the original Nicholasville school had burned and they had built it back.
Oh,
so
yes,
he was in the new, if you will, the new building.
Right. It would have been, I think, 51, mm-hmm. maybe 52. We moved here when Brad was a year old in 54. He asked me when he took the job, he said, would you mind if I took this job in Nicholasville? And I said, just don't ask me to move there.
Well, you did. Where were you living at the time?
In Lexington.
Lexington. You didn't want to move down here.
No, I didn't want to move to
Nicholasville. But you did.
But I did, and you can't get me away from it.
Now, when he was hired at Nicholasville, I'm trying to think, would that have been Roland Roberts as superintendent?
Yes.
At that time, and what did he teach? What was he hired to teach?
Well, he taught the 7th grade. There was a building on Chestnut Street called mm-hmm. the Chambers Building.
Right, little white building, sat around mm-hmm. there for a long time.
Right, and he taught there mm-hmm. in 7th grade.
Yeah.
And he just taught, and I think he was Bill's assistant coach for basketball and football.
Now, Bill Lockridge is who
right.
you're talking
yes,
about now.
Yes, Bill Lockridge, yes.
Yeah. They had known, they were together for a long time.
They were in
they?
College together.
Yeah.
And good friends.
Good friends. And he came and became Bill's assistant
right.
at those. But then I think he later became head coach, didn't he? Was he head coach there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Back then they didn't have funds for anything mm-hmm. much. And one thing I did want to mention, too, was after the football games, every Saturday morning, he bought an O-ringer washer. Mm-hmm. And he'd go out there and wash those uniforms. Hang them all over the fences.
Wow. And take care of it. Well, that's good. Somebody had to do it, right?
I guess. They didn't have money to have them dry cleaned or washed at the laundry. And this is something that Brad and I both are so proud of. When he came here, there was no baseball. They didn't have a baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
And he started to start one. Of course, he didn't have any funds. He didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. And his brother was a Transylvania, Harry. So he went up and bought uniforms from Harry for $1 a piece. Of course, they were crimson with tea
right.
on them, but that didn't matter.
They were uniforms.
So the first game they played, Harry happened to be umpiring. And the first inning was 25-0. And Nicholasville hadn't even gotten to bat yet. So he asked Harry, this is so humiliating, can we just call it off? The thing of it is, in 1969, he went back to that same field mm-hmm. in the state tournament and went to the semifinals.
What about that? So it finally came.
It finally came true.
So he developed the baseball program that still goes on today at East
right.
and West.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Well, now, you know, at some point in time, see, it would have been around 60. For those maybe that are listening that are not from here, we had a Nicholasville High School and we had a Wilmore High School.
Right.
And we had a Dunbar.
And we had
that was
back county
with,
schools.
Yeah, it was county
also.
Schools. Or Dunbar was before integration. But around 1960, all the schools were somewhat consolidated. But that's when Jessamine County High became Jessamine County High. That's when it was formed.
Right.
And so that, I guess, is when he became an employee of the Jessamine County High School.
Right.
Now, he still coached, right?
Yes. Yes, he still coached. Well, I think he coached everything at one time.
Mm-hmm.
See, but this time Bill Lockridge was principal.
Okay.
He coached basketball and football and of course, baseball. He even had a golf team. And
now, he was involved in all the sports, but what did he teach?
Oh, he social studies
mm-hmm.
and PE
right.
and I think he got some history also.
Well, you know, I look back through some of the old yearbooks on occasion, and I mean, he was pretty involved with a lot of things in the school, not just sports. It seems to me like I saw that he was like one of the sponsor of the yearbook committees at some time, and different organizations like that. It seems like he stayed pretty busy while he was at high school.
He was very busy.
Now, one thing that we kind of skipped over, and we don't want to skip over, we want to mention it, was back in 1953 or 54, you had a son.
Yes. And, Harry Bradford.
Harry Bradford, named after his uncle Harry, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And Brad, we'll take a few minutes. Brad went on to graduate.
He graduated from Model.
Oh, he graduated from Model. Oh, I know why, because you all left and went to Richmond.
Right.
But let's talk about Brad in that, and just so we can kind of wrap his story up. Brad went on to marry. Tell us about his wife and how many kids and where he is now.
Okay. Brad married Pam Wiseman. They met at a Baptist Student Center there at Eastern. Mm-hmm. He graduated from Eastern and then went on to the seminary. Uh-huh. And he met her, and they married in 78, and they have 4 children. 3 girls and a boy, Laura,
Faith,
Anna, and Samuel. And all of them are married except Samuel, and he's still in college, graduates next year. And Brad has 6 grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, 6. Mm-hmm. You have 6 great-grandchildren. Now, your other granddaughters you mentioned, you said one of them lived down there. Where are the other ones now?
Laura, the oldest one, is in Louisville. She has 3 children. Mm-hmm. Well, actually 4. She's recently married, and her husband has a little girl. Mm-hmm. Which is the same age as Laura's little girl, and they're real close. And Faith, of course, lives in Florida. Anna is the youngest daughter. Her husband is in the Marines. He flies that new plane, that Osprey, and that's the name of it.
Yeah.
In fact, he's getting ready to go to sea for 9 months with that plane.
Wow.
He'll be on that ship for 9 months. She's in North Carolina, and Samuel is in college there in Florida.
You got them spread out pretty good, then.
I do. But Laura is the closest in Louisville.
Right. Brad graduated from Eastern, went on to Asbury.
Yes.
And he's ministered in a lot of places, Georgia and all kind of. Where is he now?
Well, he's in Deltona, Florida.
Okay.
He's head minister, or lead minister, I believe they call it, Deltona Alliance. He's been down there about 10 years. He loves it.
Now, Brad he played a lot of sports, too.
Yes.
Of course, he's tall, like his dad. Well, you, too, both of you all had some height, he was baseball, basketball. Did he play football?
He kicked.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it. Yes, he.
But I guess Brad was mostly known for his baseball. I guess baseball is what I've seen more pictures of him involved in, playing for the high school and things like that.
He never was much for the basketball, but he tried everything.
Yeah. Of course, it didn't help that he had a coach that was his dad.
Exactly.
But you know, Elmer at Jessamine County High had great success in all of his sports, his coaching out there. In fact, I learned that back in 67, he was named the CKC Baseball Coach of the Year.
Right.
And there was numerous awards and numerous honors for him at Jessamine County. And a lot of people nowadays remember him as coach. Just like the Moron Brothers 2 weeks ago when they brought up Coach Elmer Stevenson. And that's how I think a number of people in this community that have been around for a while remember Elmer. He's coach. Well, at one point in time, though, you decided to move on, and you guys left the Jessamine County school system, and he went to Eastern. Is that right?
Yes. Again, with Bill Lockridge, and they were both in safety and security.
Okay.
And we stayed there 7 years. Brad graduated. We had to pull him out in his senior year. We didn't like it, but if he went to Model, it was a small school, and he made a lot of good friends. And he never resented us pulling him out. Then we stayed there 7 years. I worked at KU, and we moved back to Nicholasville.
Now, at Eastern, you said safety and
security.
Did I understand he was also had something to do with athletics? Was he in charge of like transportation or something like that over
transportation.
There?
Transportation.
And that's a big job, making sure those athletes get in the right places at the right time.
Well, it was not only athletes. It was, you know, nurses had to go different places, and they had to give they were the ones that were in charge of when kids got tickets. They had to take care of all that.
Yeah. So finally decided to retire. The day came where you all said, you know what, we've had enough time in education, and decided after being over there to come back to the place you didn't want to move to start with. And you came back to Nicholasville.
Right. We kept trying to find a where, maybe even move to Garrett County. Mm-hmm. And Brad said one day, Mother, I don't understand. All your friends are in Nicholasville. Why would you want to move to Garrett County? And I said, you know, they always say you shouldn't move back mm-hmm. where you came from. Mm-hmm. Or, and he said, I can't believe you of all people said that. He said, what have you told me all of my life? Everything is what you make it.
Yeah.
So I said, you're right, Brad. We'll look in Nicholasville.
So you came back over here in the late 70s?
77.
And what did Coach decide to do then?
Well, he did the real estate thing for a little while.
Yeah, I heard he sold real estate with Mr. Veal.
Yes.
Of course, Mr. Veal, a longtime teacher in the Jefferson County school system, too.
Right.
And he sold with him.
For a little while. That wasn't too successful. So he ran the Lone Oak Pro Shop then until 96, because he died in 96.
So almost 20 years mm-hmm. he was at the pro shop mm-hmm. at Lone Oak.
Yes.
Golly, that is a career in itself.
Part of my career, too. I had to sell the hot dogs.
You sold the hot dogs at the pro shop. Well, speaking of you, let's talk a little bit about you so people will know. We've mentioned some of it, and we mentioned the fact you all met on the blind date and you were married. Now, you were from Buena Vista. You said you worked at KU. Where's some other places that you've worked at? You were at a telephone company, is that right?
Well, when I didn't start back to work until after Brad started school. Mm-hmm. And when I first, before we married, I worked at the telephone company mm-hmm. in Lexington mm-hmm. and lived at the mm-hmm. YWCA. I started working at the university from there. I worked in the agriculture department. Mm-hmm. And then I came to work at the bank, First National Bank.
Mm-hmm. Was that with Brian Risk?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of big names down there. We were looking at some pictures mm-hmm. of some of that staff back a long time ago. So many of those people that are not here, unfortunately, that we miss. Helen Blakeman and Brian and some of those people. It's just, they were pillars of our community. I mean, they were right. well-known and well-liked and took care of a lot of people, too.
I loved it. I hated to leave it and go to Richmond, but
right.
that's what we needed to do. So
sure.
I didn't have any trouble getting a job there at KU mm-hmm. in Richmond. And then transferred back to KU in Lexington, mm-hmm. but it was a problem, parking
yeah.
and the commute every day. So I worked at RACC for a little while. And then that's when Elmer had that pro shop, and it was his responsibility to keep the little snack bar open. And so I just stayed home and took care of that for him.
Now, a lot of people may remember you at a place that used to be in business right across the street from the clerk's office, Logan's Menswear. Harlan Logan was the gentleman, I think, that owned that. How'd you come about working in that store? Because that turned into be quite a long time. How'd that start?
It did. Well, actually, Ernie Bivens and John Collier mm-hmm. bought the store. Of course, Harlan, it was a franchise.
Yeah.
And they bought the store, and they were down there trying to get it set up, and they knew I wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And they called one day and said, could you just come down and help us a little while, get unpacked and everything? And I said, sure, if I can come just like I am. Mm-hmm. So it turned in, and they said, could you help us some till we get on our feet? Now, I never worked at that.
Right.
But anyway, I said, oh, I don't want to work more than 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. The first week, I worked 60 hours.
And how long did you work for that company?
I think 23 years.
Isn't that amazing? Just mm-hmm. to get us started in 23 years.
Yes.
Again, a career in itself.
Right.
At Logan's. Of course, Logan's eventually left Nicholasville, and they had a place up by Rupp Arena.
Right.
And you transferred up there and worked up there for quite a while.
Right.
And I know this part of the story, because I was involved, I know it got to be kind of hard battling that traffic downtown and the hours and things like that. And that's when you came to work the circuit clerk's office.
I did.
Yeah.
Best move I ever made.
Well, and we're going to see you last 23 years. That's our goal. So we want to get you 23 years.
That's my goal. Right.
Get back on Elmer for a little bit. And of course, I understand that you're biased. You should be, you're his wife. But use some words to describe Elmer in your eyes. I mean, what you think people thought of him.
He was a man's man.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful husband. Well, first he was a good son, and then a husband, and then a father. And then he was just so outgoing, lovable. I mean, there's not enough words to describe him, really. I mean, we had 48 years together.
Well, that's what made him a good coach. That's why people, the fact that he was outgoing and as you said, lovable. And, you know, I'm sure that there was some level of discipline. There has to be when you're a coach.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that he cared about his kids.
He really did.
Makes a difference.
It
makes a difference. And I think that's why that you still have people, just like the Moron Brothers, mention his name because he left an impression. But what would he say if you could say, hey, do you realize that there's still people today that still mention you as Coach Stevenson? What would he think?
Oh, he'd say, oh, my goodness, and just go on with
it.
He would be complimented and he'd love it.
Right.
But I'm not sure. He'd just say, oh, my. That was one of his.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, I know that you you and Brad and Pam and the girls and Sam are all really proud of him and what he accomplished in our community. You know, he's one of those people, when you think back about Jessamine County Schools, the way it used to be, there are names that float to the top more than others. You know, you think about people like Hattie Warner, and you go on down the line to C.R. Hager, and you remember teachers like Miss Boggs and Miss Watson. People like that. And then you get into the athletics, and of course Elmer's name is one of the ones that always rises to the top. Him and Lockridge and Maxwell,
right,
as we mentioned, talked about the other day. But it's one of those things that for a while anyway, his name will be remembered by those people that had him in school, or maybe they didn't have him in school. Maybe he took care of him at the Lone Oak. He touched a lot of people, and that's one of the reasons we want to talk about him today. Because he is one of those, even though he's not a native of Jessamine County, he's a Jessamine County.
That's
or he
right.
was, and you
yeah.
are too.
We lived here most of my life, especially.
Right.
Well, his too. I didn't mean it that way. But
right.
Yes, it's home. Everybody thinks I should probably move to Florida with Brad, but I want to stay here as long as I can.
Well, that's good. That's good, and we're glad that you do. And it's not that far. The world getting smaller every day. It's not that far to hop down to Florida every once in a while.
Well, no. In fact, when he couldn't decide to take this job in Florida, and I said, Brad, I'm okay. And he said, well, you know, I can get to you in an hour or 12 hours if I have to. So.
Well, but you got a lot of people around here looking out for you, too.
Yes,
so.
I do. I'm very lucky.
He knows that.
He does.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to tell us about Elmer. It helps to remember those that kind of paved the way. It's just like in the baseball. Folks, he started it. If it had not been for him, it may have started eventually, but we actually say, as far as high school baseball in Jessamine County, he was the one that got it going and made it a success. And you just have to remember those type people and always look back and remember what they have done for our community and be thankful for it. Well, Doris, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate you helping us understand and know a little more about Coach.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I certainly appreciate Doris joining us today to tell us more about the Coach. Elmer Stevenson. Before I leave, one of his pupils, name was Pete Royce. Pete worked for the school system several years and died a few years ago, but he was one of the athletes that Coach Stevenson had a profound impact on. And when Coach Stevenson died, Pete wrote a poem about him called My Tribute. And I'd like to take a few minutes to read this to you. This was written by Pete Royce. When I was a child, he made it clear that he was in charge of the seventh grade. I was awed by his presence, but found comfort in his tenderness. Beyond the textbooks, he shared with us the lessons that life had taught him. He cared for me. He was my teacher. When I was a teen, he owned my afternoons. He caused me to run, sweat, and sacrifice to endure. He provided me his car so I could take my driver's test. In sports, we enjoyed some sweet victories and endured some bitter defeats. He cared for me. He was my coach. When I became a man, he was a mentor, an encourager, a confidant. He took pride in my achievements. He allowed me to call him Elmer. He had influenced my life. He cared for me. He was my friend. In recent years, he was my neighbor. Across the creek that separated our yards, we discussed current events. We reminisced about days gone by, predicted the future, and laughed at ourselves. Yes, Elmer Stevenson was my teacher, my coach, my friend, and my neighbor. I know I speak for countless others who knew and loved him when we say, "We miss you terribly, but your memory shall continue to live on in us." Thanks for joining me here on All Things Jessamine. We'll be back next Saturday for another edition. We do it for you right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Neighbor, I buy my cars and trucks at Sutherland Chevrolet right here in Nicholasville because I know who they are. They've been in business here since 1925, and they're always honest and ethical. This is a hometown dealership. No high-pressure sales tactics, no lot lizards, no sleazy come-ons. Just local people treating you the way they'd like to be treated when buying a car or truck. Sutherland Chevrolet at 1060 North Main Street in Nicholasville. A different kind of automobile dealership.